Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jumbie, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Pat Sigmund back on the show. Pat's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's an outstanding consultant, has her own consulting business where she works with companies just like yours and mine to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, and interestingly enough, she has six things she's brought with her today that will help us do just that. Pat Sigmund, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
And remind me the name of your company.
LPS Consulting, yep. And I have David Advisory.
Those two, yeah. And
yes,
so
sir.
I didn't know, I couldn't remember which one you like to say first, but there we go. So you had a conference recently with some small business owners. And,
yeah, sometimes
and,
we
and
have
they talk
little
to
groups
you, didn't they?
Together. Yeah, very interesting talk with people who are survivors and who've been in business for a while. And
if they're still in business after 2008, they're survivors,
yeah.
Aren't they?
They're survivors, and they don't know they're doing anything special, but when I talk to so many different people, it's easy to kind of pick out the one thing that this guy is saying or this woman is saying that the other people aren't saying, and I thought I'd share some of them with you.
All right, yeah. But tell us, give us the setting that you were in to get this. What happened?
Okay, well, we had a little conference, and people pay, and their goal is it's about automation and how various softwares can help them.
So they're looking for additional ways, new ways to find efficiencies and maybe even automate a little bit more so that they can manage their expenses, especially payroll.
Especially payroll, but what they want to do is spend less money, less expense, and keep more money.
Right.
They can't sell more. These are people who think that they're making it, or whatever they make, they want to try to keep now. They don't want to throw it in the garbage. They've been spinning wheels on certain things, and we're talking about not spinning wheels, not throwing money in the garbage.
Right. All right. Yeah. So this is a very interesting thing. I think everyone's at that point right now. Pat, if you're in business, if you're still in business, that means you pretty much know how to run your business efficiently, because otherwise you wouldn't still be in business. You'd be out of business. And so
it's true, but it keeps on coming. You know,
yeah.
the issues just keep on coming.
Exactly. No, exactly. Not to mention new laws, taxes, and regulations that are beating this up.
Exactly so, and it just is. There's never a calm moment. It's just when you conquer one thing, there's another thing. And
for example, if you somebody probably at your meeting was probably bumping 50 employees, and they still want to grow, but Obamacare is going to penalize them if they have 50 or more employees, and don't comply with healthcare to the exactly the correct way, and so they're probably saying, I want to grow, but I don't want to hire more people, so how do I do that? And they come to a conference like yours.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of these people have learned to outsource different parts of their business that they didn't outsource four or 5 years ago.
Right. Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small businesses, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and they're very clever with what, and on the other hand, the people that are doing the outsourcing can be very clever getting the business of people who are still in business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So the first one is maximize your revenue.
Well, the whole topic was about maximizing your revenue. That was the whole topic.
Yeah.
And so as we went through some different things, it was, people were writing notes and everything because one person would say something that they didn't realize what a brainstorm it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked out some of the brainstorms, you know, and wrote about it so that I could share it with, like, my mailing list and my blog, and I'll share some of them with you.
When you say maximizing revenue, obviously
yes.
We all want to do that. Is that yes. Is that making sure every customer has the maximum opportunity to do business with us?
It's that and getting the dollars everywhere you can, from new people, from old people,
right.
And keeping the money.
And not
increasing sales and cutting costs.
Especially not focusing too much on new customers when you haven't maximized the existing customers.
Well, it's both that, you know, and a lot of internet things that go on automatically bring the new people if they're really happening, and
mm-hmm.
You can easily lose the old people. So it's all at once.
DavidID.com, is that a website, one of your websites?
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.